Very happy to be joined with Senator Jim Inhofe from Oklahoma, who has once again made it up to Oshkosh. And Senator, welcome back to Oshkosh. I know you make this an annual trip, but why is this so important for you? Why is this
place
so
important? Well, it's important, you know, life is short. Now, I'm a lot older than you are, but someday you'll figure that out. And I lost an argument this morning with my son. Jimmy, my son, and I have come to Oshkosh. I thought this is our 42nd consecutive year. Well, he did the math, and it convinced me I would have been wrong. It's our 39th.
Okay.
So this is our 39th year here, Dick, and we this is something I look forward to every year. And I normally have to come straight from the United States Senate,
right.
And because I'm missing votes as we speak.
Okay.
But it's they all know I'm going to be here, and it's I guess life is short, and you have to do some things you really enjoy.
Yeah.
So this is our fun weekend of the year.
What is it about this place that attracts you to say, as you told me before, okay, I'm blocking out my schedule right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to Oshkosh.
Yeah. Well, a number of things. First of all, we all have interests. I've gone through stages where I just I couldn't get enough warbirds, and I'd buy warbirds, and we'd fly them up here sometimes in Oshkosh. And then others, experimentals, like right now, I'm on my third RV-8.
Oh, okay.
And what I do, Dick, is we build things and put them together, and then when somebody wants them more than we do, we sell them and build another one. So that's what that's why we're on the third RV-8 right now. But it's fun to watch. You know, there's this perception in Washington that anyone who flies airplanes is a fat cat. And so it's hard for me to get legislation passed because they think that they're helping all these super rich people. All they need to do is come to Oshkosh and see the normal people. And you have, yeah, they're single interest people, but nonetheless, they're really great people, and they do things that are shocking. The stuff that they've come up with, the innovations, the types of materials they're using in building things, that's a predicate to what Piper's doing, Cessna, and everybody else. And it's fun to watch that. But primarily it's this. If you get tired of one thing, jump in your Jeep and go down to the other end and sit there with the experimentals and watch and see what people are coming up with. And then, you know, I've got to get out and get an experimental and fly around a little bit. So it's just enjoyable.
It is. We're all airplane geeks here, that's for sure.
Yeah, we are. Airplane geeks.
But you mentioned legislation and getting it through. And we're very heartened to hear with Senator Angus King that you introduced a new bill, the Plane Act. Tell us a little bit about that. A lot of great things in there. What does that mean for General Aviation, Senator?
Well, we have, you might remember, we've talked about this before, that because I've had a background for 65 years, I guess, in aviation, and I've been a member of the House and then, of course, for the Senate in the last 25 years. And so I have a lot of friends that are pilots that have problems, maybe problems with the FAA, but somebody thinks maybe you've done something wrong and you really haven't. So I've helped other people. But until 2012, I never really did believe that, didn't have the level of interest that I learned because it happened to me. Till it happens to you, Dick, it doesn't really mean that much. Well, here I was going into a Cameron County Airport in the far southern part of, right on the Mexican border of Texas. It's a place where I used to be a builder and developer. And I have landed at that airport well over 100 times. I know the airport. It's not a controlled field. It's a big field. It's a 9,000 foot runway. And so we are used to going in there. Well, as I was going in, I went down and it was too late to abort a landing, so I went in and landed, but there were some people working on the runway. They're actually working on about 3,000 feet out of 9,000 feet, so it wasn't a problem. Now, I had checked, and I checked before and after, there are no NOTAMs out there. There was nothing, there are no X's on the runway. In fact, the valley approach control, and as our listeners will verify, they don't clear people to land, but I know him down there, and so they did. And so the valley approach control had cleared. It said, you're cleared to land runway 13. Well, I landed runway 13. But it took me, and I'm a United States Senator, it took me 4 months to get the voice recording that finally cleared me of, but the helpless feeling, that was the only area where you are left in our jurisprudence system, where you're guilty until proven innocent. So I was guilty, and I had no way, it was just such a helpless feeling. So we introduced the Pilot's Bill of Rights, and that was where it all began. This the bill also directs the NTSB that it has the authority to review what the FAA has done. In terms of, let's say, the medical certificate.
Okay.
One of the biggest improvements we made with third-class medical, there's not a listener out there who doesn't appreciate the fact that that transformed it. And right now, I'll be making a presentation on this tomorrow, but we have increased the number. What was it, 49,000? 49,000 pilots right now that are new pilots. And we have been dropping for about 2 decades the number of pilots, and everyone's concerned about that. Now we're turning around and increasing the number. You know why? Just third-class medical changes, and it's been a very successful program. We are working on something that we did pass and put into the FAA reauthorization bill to kind of share with our listeners how this thing works. In my case, I'm a member of the United States Senate, so I introduce bills. And then when a bill comes along that you can put them all on as amendments, you do that.
Oh, yes.
Well, so I introduced 6 different bills, and we put all 6 of them on the FAA reauthorization bill, and they're all now laws. They've been signed by the president, and they're laws. I'll be talking tomorrow about what all those 6 do, and so the people will know that good things are happening. Well, the pilot, the plane act that you're talking about, that'll be coming up next year, and we'll have, by the time I'm here at Oshkosh, most of that, maybe all of it, will be passed and on the books.
And you brought up an interesting point there, is getting interest in general aviation within Congress, getting better understanding, better background among the senators. What does that take to try to educate them a little bit more?
Well, the best thing you can do, bring them to Oshkosh.
Yeah.
But that's hard to do. I've really tried to get that done, because I know which of the members of the United States Senate that I serve with don't understand what aviation is all about. And the other thing we can do, we are doing, and this is successful, we have passed in one of the bills that we passed that we'll be talking about tomorrow, it's one that is to encourage young people to get involved in aviation. Now, to do this, we have a pilot program, getting high schools to teach ground school as a part of their curriculum. By the time people get out of high school, they've already decided what their career is going to be, and so they're really not interested. But once they get introduced to aviation, to becoming pilots when they're still in school, then that works. The other area is, as we're aware of, but most people are not aware, that the manufacturing base for aircraft and aircraft parts and equipment has a real serious problem in getting qualified people who are skilled mechanics.
Yes.
Well, we're doing the same thing with mechanics. And as a result of that, you talk to any of the big pilot or aircraft groups, and they'll tell you, we need to get people trained and interested, and so that's happening. Now, as a result of that, of those two things, that's why we're up right now to the largest number of new pilots we've had in 2 decades. And so we have revived the industry, I have to say. And those were two of the things that we'll elaborate on tomorrow. A reminder, it's tomorrow in Pavilion Number 1 at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
And I'm hoping that people will show up. I look forward to seeing them and talking to them.
That's tremendous, Senator. And remember, that's Saturday, 10 o'clock, Forum Pavilion 1. It is exciting. You mentioned, because aviators come from all persuasions, all across the political spectrum. How important is it that we unify, though, behind the issues that you talked about? It really rises above politics in a lot of ways, doesn't it, Senator?
Well, it does. And when you think about the stuff I'm mentioning right now, just six bills or amendments that we put on, and that wasn't a problem getting them done, getting them on. Mostly because we knew that the FAA authorization bill has to pass, right, and would pass. So what we did is just put them on there as riders, mm-hmm, so that they became a reality. I remember third class medical. That was the hardest thing for me to get through. And we had to have EAA's huge support to do that. And AOPA and all the rest, NBAA, the rest of the organizations, they had to be a big help and call the people in Congress, in the House, in the Senate, to get them on board. And that worked. But that was the hardest thing to get past because, first of all, they're trying to claim that there's going to be a big safety problem. Well, now we found out that was not the case. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the idea is if you can drive your car out the airport, you ought to be able to fly the plane when you get there. And so an awful lot of people are so appreciative of not having to go through. See, one of the problems was you had I'm not saying this in a negative sense about the good doctors that specialize in this, but they were so such a variant across the country. You could go into one doctor and not be able to pass it and go 100 miles down the road and not have any problem at all. So there was no uniformity. And we put this thing together and it did pass, but they did everything. It was very difficult. I'd love to name names of members I had the hard time with. I'll resist that temptation. Because
well, I think we all remember them.
All, what ends well.
That's right. It is.
It ends well.
Well, we appreciate that, Senator, and everything that you did, including the tower fees here at Oshkosh, which
was a big deal, too.
It was.
Because all of a sudden, after all these years, we find out the EAA was going to be hit with hundreds of thousands of dollars. Of course, we were able to get by with that. And the year before our last, I think it was the first time.
Yeah, indeed.
So we decided to go ahead and make that a part of the law, mm-hmm, so that you don't have to go through that exercise. So we've had a pretty successful last couple of years.
Well, that's great. Senator, we appreciate all the support. We appreciate you being here at Oshkosh, and we're going to let you go look at some airplanes instead of sitting here talking with us. But thank you for your time, sir.